Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Much of the day
on Today FM.
Right, much of the Dave time on Today FM. Love this, where we celebrate and support everything you're doing in the world of sport, and this week in the world of parades as well, because there's so much going on around the country for Paddy's Day and the whole weekend. But first up, let's head to the Kingdom of Kerry, where Sandra has this message.
A big shout out to the Mercy Mount Hawk senior boys football team, who are playing their first ever Hogan Cup final in Croke Park on Saturday the 16th of March at 3 p.m. against UMA CBS. Go on, Mount Hawk.
Go on, Mount Hawk, you legends! Hey! Right, we get all kinds of sports in on Match of the Day. I absolutely love this. Martin, who do you want to shout out?
Big shout out to all the kids competing in the National Biathlon Championships in a tie on Monday.
Biathlon, that's the first time we've ever had a biathlon on Match of the Day. Go on, you legends! Now we need to wish all the people in Borland Doula GAA Club the very best of luck for the 24-hour indoor cycle they're hosting on Friday the 29th of March. It's all to raise funds for Peggy Lahey, who is a very brave and proud Borland girl. There's also a GoFundMe page set up called Pedal for Peggy. So best of luck to everyone involved. We are rooting for you, Peggy. Go on! It's a very exciting weekend for one Manchester United fan, Linda Nolan. Tell us what's going on.
My son Sean and husband Will are off to see Man United against Liverpool on St. Patrick's Day in Old Trafford. And it's Sean's first time to go. He's 11 years of age and he's really excited. He's been counting down the days and weeks.
Come on, United! Now, there are also loads of sports clubs and dance troupes and organisations and scouts and lifeguards and all manner of people taking part in Paddy's Day parades all around the country. My own twin daughters, Nina and Anna, are part of Skull Rinka Failcha, and they're dancing in the parade in Malahide on Sunday. Best luck to girls. Best luck to everyone taking part in all their parades. And Paddy and Izzy have been on to support their parade gangs too.
I just want to wish all the underage teams in both Newport GAA and Newport Soccer Club the very best luck, and St. Patrick's Day Parade in Newport Town at 3 o'clock. All welcome. So best luck, kids. Let's hope the weather's fine and have a great Paddy's weekend.
Hi, Dave. Shout out for the Douglas Hall Academy football team who will be walking in the St. Patrick's Day Parade on Sunday. Thank you.
Best of luck to you all. That's legends.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.